It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and it's a great day to be sharing some truths from God's Word. Hey, friend, what comes to mind when you think about the fear of the Lord? For some people, the term might bring a sense of dread or apprehension, while others, it might seem strange or outdated. But the fear of the Lord is really a very important concept in Scripture for us to understand if we're going to live the life that God has called us to live. Today, we're going to talk about this on Fresh Oil, about what the fear of God really means, why it's essential to our Christian walk, and how it impacts our lives as believers. First of all, what does the fear of the Lord mean? Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10, he said, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." The first thing we have to realize when we talk about the fear of the Lord, or the fear of God, however you want to call it, is it has to do with that reverence and awe of who God is. Solomon also said in Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." See, the fear of God is not about being terrified of God, not in a way that causes us to pull away from Him, but rather it's that deep reverence, the deep awe of who He is, His majesty, His power, and most of all, His holiness. It's recognizing that He is the Creator. He's the King of the universe, and He alone is worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. In Psalm 33 and verse 8, the psalmist said, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere Him." Don't you wish you could just cause the entire world to just stop and revere God, to acknowledge Him as Lord of their life, and more than just the Creator of the universe, the Master of their heart? Not only does the fear of God cause us to stand in awe and revere Him, but the fear of God also causes us to have a heart of obedience. The fear of God involves this deep desire to obey Him and to live according to His will. It's more than just respect. It's the recognition that He's the ultimate judge of the universe, the ultimate authority in our lives, and one day we have to stand before Him and give an account for our lives. Jesus said in John 14, verse 15, He said, "If you love Me, keep My commandments." See, I believe, friend, when we fear God, we honor Him by walking out obedience to His Word. The fear of God is also a recognition of God's holiness. To understand that He is holy and separate from sin, His purity and His righteousness, they demand our reverence. He is perfect. He is holy. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 3 gives us a glimpse of God's holiness. When the seraphim in heaven, they cried out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." When we grasp the holiness of God, it leads us to humility, and we want to repent from our sin as we recognize how far we fall short of His perfection. As a matter of fact, the Greek word for sin was the word harmatia. It was a word that they used in sporting events when the archer would pull back the bow and shoot an arrow, and if it fell short of the target, he would cry out, "Harmatia." In other words, you missed the mark, and that's literally what sin is in our life. We miss the mark. And who set the mark? God set the mark, and it's that mark of perfection. And the only way it is achieved is through grace, where God sees us holy and blameless because of what Jesus did on the cross. Why is the fear of God important? You might be thinking today, "Keith, why are you talking about the fear of God? You should be teaching me about the love of God." Well, in Proverbs 19 and verse 23, Proverbs says a lot about the fear of God, by the way. It says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble." The great men and women of Scripture, they were people who learned to fear God, to revere Him, to stand in awe of Him, and to want to please Him. Fear is the beginning of wisdom. See, Proverbs 9:10 tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And this means that true wisdom always begins with God, a right understanding of who God is. If you want to be wise, no matter what your occupation is, it should always begin with a deeper understanding of who God is and the fear of the Lord. Without the fear of God and the fear of the Lord, our understanding is limited, and we can't fully comprehend what is good, what is true, what is righteous. In Psalm 111 and verse 10, it affirms this very truth. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and all who follow His precepts have good understanding." Whether you're leading your family, leading your church, or leading this nation, leadership begins with understanding the fear of the Lord. It keeps us from sin. The fear of God helps us to turn away from doing wrong and live our lives according to God's commands instead of living our lives according to our fleshly desires. In Proverbs, Solomon said this in Proverbs 16 in verse 6. He said, "Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided." Isn't that incredible? Just having an understanding of the fear of the Lord, who God is, and revering His name, that very fact alone will motivate us to stay away from the behaviors that dishonor God. It is God's loving correction and discipline, grounded in His holiness, that shapes our lives and helps us to begin to walk on the right path that God wants us to walk on. And it leads to peace in our life. It leads to fulfillment and contentment in our life. Proverbs 19 and verse 23 says that the fear of the Lord leads to life and contentment. And when we live with a proper fear of God, we begin to experience that peace that passes all understanding. Jesus made a statement in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28 through 30. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And then He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. That encompasses most of the world today, friend. We're living in a generation that is so burdened and overwhelmed with anxiety. And Jesus gives us the invitation to come to Him, and He will give us rest. He said, "You'll find rest for your souls." That's your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. God gives us that rest to our souls. In Isaiah chapter 33, God said this in verse 5. He said, "The Lord is exalted, for He dwells on high. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness." Now listen to this in verse 6. "He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure." See, friend, when we learn the fear of the Lord, I believe it brings us closer to God. He will be the sure foundation for your times. In Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 5, Solomon said this. He said, "Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." As we grow in the fear of God, we're drawn into a deeper intimacy with Him. See, that fear of God, or fear of the Lord, however you want to call it, it just reminds us that God's greater than us and that we're utterly dependent upon His grace. We're helpless without it. James said in James chapter 4 and verse 6, he said, "God opposes the proud, but He shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you." The fear of God humbles us, and as we acknowledge that we can't live apart from Him. I love definitions. One of my favorite books is The Dictionary, because I believe a lot of times we don't properly understand words, and we lose the richness of the meanings. This is how the dictionary defines the fear of the Lord. It says, the fear of the Lord is a virtue that involves having a deep respect and awe for God and a desire to obey Him. Not only does the fear of God produce humility in our life, but I believe it also causes us to worship God. When you recognize who God truly is, our hearts overflow with worship. The fear of God compels us to honor Him with our lives and acknowledge His greatness in every area of our existence. The psalmist put it this way in Psalm 95. He said, "Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care." So when you begin to revere God and have that respect for Him, it will bring you into worship, and you will praise His name. Let me wind this up today with talking about the blessings that we get from fearing God. In Psalm 128, verse 1, the psalmist said, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours." See, friend, when we fear God, we walk in obedience to His word, and He promises that there are blessings that come upon our lives. Obedience to God leads to a life that includes the favor of God and the protection of God. We're blessed with wisdom and understanding. In Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6, Solomon said, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding." See, those who fear God, they're granted insight into His will and His direction for their lives. I believe with all of my heart, God desires to be involved in every aspect of our lives. He's concerned about the things that you're concerned with. The fear of the Lord brings us into His presence. Psalm 25 says, "The Lord confides in those who fear Him. He makes His covenant known to them." Now, isn't that heavy when you stop and think about it? When we fear God, He draws near to us, and we experience the richness of the presence of God in our lives. So the fear of God is not something to run from or be afraid of, but it's really something to be cherished, because it's the foundation of wisdom and knowledge in our life that guard against sin and lead us into a deeper relationship with our Creator. We find ourselves walking in His will, experiencing His peace, and growing in wisdom and understanding. So I want to encourage you today, embrace the fear of the Lord, knowing that it leads to a blessed life. It leads to a deeper intimacy with God that can't be found anywhere else in this life. I want to leave you with these words from Solomon in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13. He says, "Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind." Friend, you start in the fear of the Lord by understanding who God is. You start by getting into His word and digging into His character and understanding that He's faithful and He's just and He's worthy of all of our praise. And as you fear the Lord and you put Him first in your life, you will see that blessings and peace begin to come your way. Thank you, friend, for joining me today on Fresh Oil. I know it's a deep subject as we explore the fear of the Lord, but the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And as we put God on the throne of our hearts, we will see blessing that will accompany this fact in our lives. God bless you. Walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.